It's just a wonderful honor to speak to you all. Just want to make a few brief remarks between now and the break about Harry. And many of us who teach computer science actually use a simple maxim for guiding our actions as instructors, advisors, and mentors. That is WWHD, what would Harry do? I thought I'd describe a few of the principles that follow from WWHD as I understand them, that I've adduced and many of you also have over the years, and you know who you are. Many of you are speaking today. So the first and foremost principle is to care. Harry cares about teaching in all of its aspects and has from his first days on the faculty here. Here's a representative comment on Harry's teaching from the Q Guide, noting that the students gave him extremely high overall evaluations, which is not surprising given that Professor Lewis makes an earnest attempt to teach, leading to lectures that, though a little too simplistic, are entertaining nonetheless. Now, what's most surprising about this evaluation is that it was given in 1976. This was the evaluation of the first course Harry taught, perhaps after a grad class one semester, which was NatSci 110 in fall of 75, 76, I think, was it. So this never TF'd before, even. First time giving a class, 4.33 instructor overall Q Guide rating. So he's clearly a natural. Now, as Guy Steele implicitly pointed out in his talk, precision in writing is a kind of caring. It shows you have the respect for your reader to sweat the details, to make sure that every aspect is carefully worked out and interacts properly with every other aspect. And by way of example, here's Harry's book with Christos Papadimitriou, Elements of the Theory of Computation. Well, this is your copy of the book, but this is my copy of the book. When I took AM 108 from Harry in fall 1979, he handed out chapters of the book as they were being completed, and he allocated time at the start of each class to solicit errata from the students from the reading for that day. And I marked up my own copy, this copy here, with the errata that I found throughout the whole book. And so I just took some time recently to go through my copy to find all the marks that I'd put in this book, this first draft that he was distributing to his class. And I found 15 marks in the entire book. I'll give you a little bit of an analysis of them. In the 465 pages as they were published, in the published version, I'd made 15 marks. Of these, 7 were typos, relatively benign typos. I did find 6 that were what would be considered actual errors. That's 13. And the remaining 2, I had carefully corrected things that were not errors. So, my bad. Sorry. Here's the sad part. One of the corrections actually made its way into the printed volume. So, I apologize. I probably pointed it out in class, and Harry just marked it down. And so that's 13 errors in 465 pages of the public draft. So that comes to something like one error in every 35 pages or something, which is an unbelievable rate of accuracy, showing once again that Harry really cares. And it's something that I, too, have internalized this interest in really. The first chunk of that book goes through all of these notational issues that Guy Steele was talking about as well. So that's the first principle, I think perhaps the most important principle that follows from WWHD. It's just to care. The second is to promote character over knowledge. Knowledge is really secondary to character. You see this in the title of his book, Excellence Without a Soul. I talked to one Just by way of another example, I talked to a member of the Harvard College staff who was appointed by Harry during his tenure as dean, and she mentioned that Harry hand wrote and signed all of the staff salary letters in the college, which I just found to be amazing. Unfortunately, it turns out he has exceptionally poor handwriting. So this poor woman went an entire year not knowing what her salary was. Because she was too embarrassed to ask. You see it in this this quote from his memo that he wrote, "Slow Down, Getting More Out of Harvard by Doing Less." It's a wonderful, wonderful memo. If you haven't read it, you really should, offering suggestions about how to get the most out of Harvard. And one of the things he says is that college is a transition period. We'll give you grades and transcripts and so forth, but the most important and rewarding and formative things you do will be recorded on no piece of paper you take with you, but only as imprints on your mind and soul. It's really knowledge secondary to character. I still distribute copies of this memo every year, first thing to all my freshman advisees. Whether they read it or not, I don't know, but I think it's important to do so. And the third and final principle I'll talk about is pursuing the right over the popular. More important to do the right thing than the popular thing. Again, in this wonderful Slow Down essay, you see an example of this in the kind of corollary, don't answer the question the student asked, but the question the student should have asked. Might be more popular to just answer the question, but no, you should think it through. What's really going on? Harry gives the example of a student who asks, how can I do a joint concentration in music and English, when the student really probably wants to know, how can I keep my interest in literature and music alive simultaneously? This is a very important point, and I'll give you another example in a bit, but these are the three main principles of WWHD that I'm talking about. Of course, there are many others, and we learned them from Harry every day. Now, you may think that WWHD places Harry in a kind of messianic role. I have learned the limits of these principles as I've attempted to practice them in my own life as a professor here, and I'll tell you a story that conveyed those limits most clearly to me. Several years ago, one of my advisees, my concentration advisees, came to me early in his junior year, and he was asking about how he starts the process to use his advanced standing status to finish in 3 years. So ask yourself, WWHD. You don't answer that question. You ask the question the student should have, you answer the question the student should have asked, but first you have to figure that out. I channeled my inner Harry. So I had to find out what the real question was that the student had. So I asked him, what's the big rush? Why do you want to finish up this year rather than staying for a fourth year? I told him, it's not a race. These are words I was probably just quoting Harry. I mean, it's not a race, that your years at Harvard are a scarce resource. But he explained to me in reply that he wanted to go to Africa to serve as a missionary. So I said, okay, but how about staying for a fourth year, and then you can go to Africa. I'm guessing it'll still be in need of your services after your senior year. And his response was, well, I thought about that, and I prayed on it, but God told me that I had to do it next year. So I know my limits. I can't trump God. I suspect Harry can't either, though I have no direct evidence on the matter. Okay, those are all my comments. But by the way, for those interested, I'm taking orders for the wristbands, find me during the break. Thank you, Harry.